9 minutes past eight, Ronan is back with another look at what it says in the morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. Two government money stories in the Irish Times, one involving the Defence Forces, the other the Guards. The paper says that the Air Corps will have to spend €500,000 training pilots for the government jet, despite the fact that officials say it's too old to last more than another year. While the so-called surge in Dublin policing is now over, according to the Times. €10 million in funding was announced by the Minister for Justice last year after violence against tourists in the city. That money has now run out and has not been renewed. The Irish Independent is concentrating on migration. It says that the government promises that places with most migrants will get extra nurses, teachers and Gardaí. Another government solution, community-run hotels, is doubted by a woman who helps run such a hotel in Monaghan. In an interview with The Independent, Mary Mullen says that while government support is valuable, a community-run hotel will only work if it's set up and run by the community. And then The Independent has a long, thoughtful piece by an Indian man who's a professor of law in Trinity. He's writing that since the Dublin riots, he's faced more abuse on the street. One man shouting at him to leave his wallet and go home. He writes, "As a single foreigner in this country with no state support, I don't feel I'm someone who's taking over." The Irish News has a photo of an 8-year-old girl presenting a cheque to a Donegal lifeboat crew. In 2016, she was the little baby handed out of her family's car as it sank, having slid off the slipway in Buncrana. The other five people in the car all drowned. Two Irish-Ukraine stories right beside each other in the Irish Daily Mirror. In one piece, the paper notes the death of a 101-year-old grandmother from Ukraine at her home in Trim. She had been rescued by her granddaughter when the Russians invaded and brought back to her home in Ireland. Before she died, the woman thanked the Irish people, saying, "May they be able to walk on their own legs for as long as they can." Next to that piece, a photo featuring the legs of another Ukrainian. She's one of the professional dancers in the latest Dancing with the Stars TV programme. She's been living in a hotel in Dublin with her husband and two young children since she had to flee Ukraine after an attack that destroyed her dance studio. In the Times, Miriam Lord in her Doyle report is sympathising with Minister Roderick O'Gorman. Roderick had a very long day in the Doyle batting for the government, she says. At one point, there was a discussion where one TD mentioned polygamous relationships. Roderick said, "Thruples." "Truffles," said the TD. "No, thruples," said Roderick. "Oh," said the TD, "I wondered if there were truffles in the restaurant." Miriam Lord writes that, looking at Roderick O'Gorman, she was reminded of the chant from The Life of Brian, "Willice, what a week!" Plenty of romance in the papers today. The University Church in Dublin is celebrating 100 years of weddings and is holding a celebratory mass. The Irish Independent illustrates the news with a spread of photos of brides and grooms getting married there over the years. And on weddings, the Irish Daily Mail reports that the actress and singer Jessie Buckley has revealed that she's married. She told a podcast that she had a secret wedding last summer where she married an Englishman who's a mental health worker and who she met on a blind date. A few pages over, the Mail serialises a new book on women who fall for romance scammers and continue to love them, even after they've been taken to the cleaners. One woman described her scammer as making her laugh and feel good about herself. She said she would have done anything to keep him happy. In the end, that anything amounted to €100,000. The book's title, "Keanu Reeves is not in love with you."